John Finnemore's souvenir programme.
Can it be? Can it really be? Excuse me, sir. What year is this?
1896.
It works! It works! My God, it actually works! Sir, do not be afraid.
All right.
But you see this? It's a...
time machine?
Yes. How did you know?
Well, you appeared out of nowhere, asked me what year it was, and seemed delighted with the answer. It was fairly self-explanatory. Still, well done for building one. What's it made of?
I'm afraid the technology is so far in advance of yours, and I couldn't...
No, I meant to this, the casing. Well, what's that?
Well, as it happens, I've made it out of an old horse box.
A horse box?
Yes.
Whatever is that?
Well, it's just a box you can put a horse in.
A box? Into which you can place a horse? To think that I should live to see such a thing.
Yeah, it used to be a horse box. Now, it's a time machine. I mean, I have actually broken free of time itself.
Yes, yes, as in Mr. Wells' recent novel, I understand. But a box for horses!
It's really not that remarkable.
And what is its purpose?
To travel in time!
No, the horse box. Once you have placed the horse within the box, what then?
But then you can take it places.
But surely the horse takes you places.
Well, yes, but for longer distances than a horse can manage.
So if it's too far for the horse to carry you, you carry the horse.
Yes.
In a box.
Yes, you tow it behind a car.
Car?
Oh, a horse's carriage.
Not entirely horseless, by the sound of it.
Look, you're missing the point here. The horse box isn't the amazing invention here. The time machine is.
Well, yes, except presumably it won't work when you try to go back.
Well, why shouldn't it?
Well, if it did work, there'd be time machines everywhere. And yours is the first one I've seen. But a horse box! Wait here! I'm gonna go and get my horse!